Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report on Diana Vega, date of birth 7/28/1967, date of procedure May 16, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Leandro Bosquez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, decision moments, or experience of patient. Patient's breath in the endoscopy suite, placed in the flutter position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Well, located home, sedated gas scope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum, both second portion of the duodenum, center G junction, esophagus, or retroflex is obtained in the cardiac area section from the stump before drill scope. Patient's then turned around in the flutter position, and the direct exam normal. Lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the pensive or cecum valve and confluence of the fold period. The terminal end from the last 5 centimeters instigated in value period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications findings. At upper indications were abdominal pain, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, family history of gastric cancer. Findings, there was an approximately 5 millimeter sessile, pale appearing diminutive esophageal, esophageal polyp at 15 centimeters from the bite block, that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was another diminutive esophageal sessile polyp approximately 5 millimeters in size at 25 centimeters from the bite block, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Otherwise, proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. The Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from bite block. Next line. There was evidence of diffuse gastric erythema, comma. This was more so present in the fundus and body, but more than the antrum. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp that was erythematous along the lesser curvature that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the duodenal bulb appeared mildly nodular, likely peptic duodenitis. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, the duodenum otherwise appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla was unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of a grade one internal hemorrhoids that were small, noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend CT abdomen pelvis further evaluation of abdominal pain. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.